Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the first visit to Africa as U.S. First Lady by Jill Biden after she arrived in Namibia today on a five-day Africa tour. We are also going to discuss about the meeting between President Emmerson Mnangagwa and International Organization for Migration, or IOM, Director General Antonio Vitorino over the weekend in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where they discussed the ways of working together in assisting Zimbabwean returnees from South Africa. Wangu vadiwa watereri ne vatariri, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum. Nasi chitatu, 22 Kurume 2023, tirikutaura pamusoro pekushanya kwemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica, amai Jill Biden, kuNamibia neKenya kuAfrica kwemazuva mashanu. Amai Biden vasvika kuNamibia nhasi masikati uye vachazoenda kuKenya. Tichakurukurawo zvakare pamusoro pemusangano wakaitwa mukupera kwesvondo pakati pemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nemukuru wesangano reInternational Organization for Migration kana kuti IOM vaAntonio Vitorino parutivi pemusangano weAfrican Union wakanga uchiitirwa kuAddis Ababa kuEthiopia. Uko vaviri ava vakakurukura pamusoro pekushanda pamwe chete mukubatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuzvipira kudzokera kumusha panopera kushanda magwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permit kana kuti ZEP mukupera kwachikumi gore rino. Mutungamiri wenyika vaMnangagwa vakakurudzira vari kunze kwenyika kuti vadzoke kumusha. Biden arrived in Namibia today and spoke to journalists in the capital of Namibia.
Well, we wanted to come because, you know, this is a young democracy and we want to support democracies around the world. And we met each other in December and we're just continuing the relationship. And Monica and I think it's safe to say that we became good friends instantly. It was just one of those things where you meet somebody and you connect, and so we work on a lot of the same issues, and that's why it was important that I continue my work and come and show support for Namibia.
During her trip, she will focus on women's empowerment, children's issues, and food insecurity that has ravaged parts of the continent. A trip coincides with a three-day workshop taking place in Harare, where African leaders are discussing the overall role of water in sustainable development. The First Lady's trip builds on last year's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit and is another demonstration of President Biden's commitment that the United States is all in on Africa and all in with Africa, where more than 300 million people live in areas affected by low and irregular rainfall, resulting in droughts and water scarcity, while another 289 million people still suffer from hunger or food insecurity. And to discuss the visit by Jill Biden to Africa, we are joined by our guest, Ms. Pearl Matibe, Dr. Vusimuzi Sivanda, and Dr. Simba Mavaza. We are yet to be joined by Ms. Matibe, but at the moment we have Dr. Vusimuzi Sivanda, who is the chairperson of African Diaspora Forum, and Dr. Simba Mavaza, a political analyst and a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jonga. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. And Dr. Vusimuzi Sivanda, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you for the invite, and good evening to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Maybe I can start with Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, we have seen First Lady Jill Biden arriving in Namibia on her first state visit to Africa. And considering that this is her first official visit, what do you have to say about this? How important is this?
Firstly, we need to appreciate and say it is a sign of friendship between Africa and America. But the reality of the matter is that America is trying to put a hand in Southern Africa, where it has fallen behind to China in development in Southern African countries. But the very curious thing of the whole visit is that Madam Biden is visiting Namibia and Kenya and discuss about things of the Horn of Africa, which none of the two countries belong to. And again, of course, the other issues she's discussing about is the welfare of women and tackling hunger and children affairs, which is very a very good gesture by a first lady. I would be quick to say, Jonga, our first lady has been doing Zimbabwean first lady, Mrs. Mnangagwa, has been doing the more work like Mrs. Biden is doing. And would like to actually say, probably yes, we should applaud this visit because she's the first lady from America to visit Namibia and Kenya alone on a working visit. Even though Mrs. Obama visited Kenya not alone but with her husband. So, but in this case, we say yes. She's showing a hand of help, a hand of friendship to these two countries. Yes, as Zimbabwe, we are happy that she had visited Africa, but we are not worried that she's not in Zimbabwe because she can't be in all the countries at the same time. And again, she's only visiting two countries. So if she comes again, she's welcome to visit Zimbabwe. We are a friend of all and an enemy to none. Mm-hmm. So definitely, yes, it is a good gesture, and we applaud her visit.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Swanda, your take on First Lady Jill Biden's visit to Namibia and Kenya.
Well, look, one would always say that it's always, you know, for the benefit and America, and possibly, you know, maybe Africans may benefit. I mean, we know that America has been one of those countries that has been proactive, even if it's not really, has always been seen in that particular manner by quite a good number of African countries, as they tend to believe that America has got an agenda of regime change in Africa. We believe that, you know, the visit to Africa might assist in fostering, you know, in fostering relations, particularly in terms of humanitarian aid that may be required in some of the Southern African countries and even African countries like Kenya. So we are hopeful that a number of people might actually benefit from this particular visit and therefore would not just want to look at it as, you know, a visit that is pro-American only, but that can be beneficiary to, you know, Africa as well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mavaza, ndodzoka kwamuri, tanzwa muchitaura nyaya kuti varikungoshanyira nyika mbiri chete vachikurukura matambudziko ari kusangana neAfrica. Mungajekesa here kuti maamuchida kuti ipapo? Mungati here nekuti vashanyira nyika mbiri saka havangakurukure matambudziko ari kubata Afrika yose?
No, ndiri kutini kana urikuda kutaura pamusoro peAfrica yose, unoshanyira nyika dzakati wandei dzinechitsama kuti uzvionere zviri kuitika munyika imomo usati waisa opinioni yako. Saka ukangotsvanira nyika mbiri sekungoenda paairport wotambirwa, woenda kustate house wotambirwa, modya mofara, moenda kune imwe nyika moita mazvava enyu mairi matatu, zvasiyana nekuita business meeting. We are saying yes, zvakanaka zvavaita, asi dai vanga vawedzera nyika dzavari kuda kushanyira vanyatsoita udzamu hwekuongorora mamiriro akaita magariro evanhukadzi nevana nemamiro akaita nzara munyika idzodzo. Tinoziva hedu kuti nyika dzakaita seMozambique kune mafloods ari kwezvinezvi, vatya kuti aiwa tingangopinda mutsaona yemvura zhinji. Asi kune nyika dzisina dambudziko remafloods dzakaita seZimbabwe, dzakaita seUganda, dzakasiyana siyana kwese kuna Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, vanodyidzana neZambia kupfuura dzimwe nyika vaikwanisa vaitarisirwa kuti vaigona kushanyira nyika nhatu kana nanhatu dzemuAfrica vozogara pasi kuti ndaita basa ndaongorora madzima yakasiyana siyana tofanira kubatsirana pachidanho ichi nechidanho saka zvatoreva hatisi kushora kushanya kwavo asi tikungotaiwa vamunyu parurimi davaisa hwese mupoto.
Thank you so much. Maybe before I go to Dr. Swanda, the same question in English. You mentioned that she is only visiting two countries, but talking of issues affecting Africa. What do you want to say here, Dr. Mavaza? Do you mean that the visit is insignificant to Africa because she is only visiting two countries?
No, not really. We are saying while we do applaud the visit done by the First Lady of America to Africa, we are saying the two countries she's visiting is a very little sample of countries in Africa to make an opinion or to make a great impact on what is exactly the situation of women, children, and the hunger situation in Africa. She should have taken a greater sample of at least about five, six countries in those 6 days or 7 days, and then when she sits down, she can formulate an informed opinion on what is happening and how to help those countries. We are saying by visiting two countries, she has a very limited discretion and review of what is on the ground, and as a result, it does not help very much.
Thank you.
Because some other countries would not even realize that she had visited Africa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Swanda, ndokumbira kuti mutsanangure nerurimi rwendevele kukosha kwakaita rwendo rwashanywa naamai Jill Biden, mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica. Ndinokumbira kuti mutsanangure nesindevele.
Ngibonge kakhulu. Ake ngithi mina ngendlela esibuka ngayo ukuvakasha kwankosikazi kamongameli walapha eMelika lapha e-Afrika kubalulekile kakhulu ngoba ukwezamalungelo abantu kusho ukuthi abantu sebengahle bathole usizo ikakhulukazi uma sibheke indlela abantu base-Afrika abahlupheka ngayo nabahlukumezeke ngayo endleleni ezihambisana nokuphathwa kwezokazi lase-Afrika ngabaphathi kumbe omongameli balamazwe. Kungakho sicabanga ukuthi nakhona evakashele amazwe amabili kodwa kuyanikeza umcabango kungamenza njalo abone ukuthi kambe ngabe kwenzakalani kuzokwazi le-Afrika njalo mhloboni yosizo oludinga ngabantu abasezweni abakuzekazi lase-Afrika. Ngoba futhi njalo siyabona ukuthi ukuvakasha emazweni amabili phela sokuya ngokuthi kanti amazwe anobudlelwano njalo aneyinkinga ekubhekeni kwabo kube yiwaphi. Kungakho futhi siyakwamukela kakhulu lokho ngoba esikudingayo kubona nangaluphi usizo lingatholakala kwizikhalazo zabantu bezwekazi lase-Afrika. Kungakho sibhekelele ukuthi mhlawumpe umama Biden ekuvakasheni kwakhe kula mazwe amabili kukhona asangathi acaphule ahambe nakho abe sekwazi ukusebenzisana namazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika ukuthi amalungelo oluntu awabantu ahlale ehlonitshiwe njalo evikelekile.
Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu baba. Dr. Mavaza, the First Lady is talking about women's empowerment in Africa. What role can America or what role can she play in empowering women in Africa, looking at what the governments in Africa are also doing to empower women?
Empowerment of women in any country actually starts from the top. And this is a good move. And what she's talking about, the role she can play is probably by influencing government to empower more women in their government duties. And to give a quota of women, if there is an election going to be done, there should be a quota set aside for women not to be contested by men. Women will be empowered. If there is some jobs to be given, the government must make sure that there is some jobs reserved for women because women have always been looked down upon and they don't get as many jobs, as many positions as possible. So with the influence from great countries like America, we look forward to see that other governments will follow suit, because they want, she's setting up a pace, and we have to follow that pace. But I don't want to forget to mention that in Zimbabwe, we do already are doing exactly what Mrs. Biden is actually talking about. We have got empowerment of women, which has been engineered and done by ZANU-PF, when women are given a quota in parliament, a quota in the ministry department, a quota in high positions in everywhere in the army. So women are being recognized in so many walks of life and positions in industry and work. So yes, we do. There is an impact, a great impact, when other countries come in and other great women or wives of great men of the world come in and say, can the women be looked at again and be held and be understood and be empowered? And so this empowerment is not only national, it is international. And we applaud that move by the First Lady of America.
Thank you so much. Dr. Suanda, we heard Dr. Mavaza saying that in Zimbabwe already the government is taking a lead in empowering women. What's your take on that?
I think I didn't hear the last part. Maybe do it.
Hello?
Yes, the last part of your question about maybe empowering, if you could repeat that part.
Okay, yeah, Dr. Mavaza said that since the First Lady is visiting Africa to discuss issues around women's empowerment and children and also the hunger issue, and then Dr. Mavaza mentioned that already in Zimbabwe, the issue of women empowerment is strides ahead. So I ask it, do you agree with Dr. Mavaza?
Well, look, I completely do not agree, in the sense that we might as well be saying we don't want, you know, the American president coming, you know, to Africa on African-related issues, because we already have got African presidents, you know, that are in Africa and they are dealing with the issues of African development and so forth. So I think it is, in my view, a very myopic view, you know, to say that, you know, because there is a First Lady, you know, considering the challenges that Africa has and the resources that are so much in short supply, to the extent that any assistance in actually ensuring, even if she was there, she would obviously learn a lot from somebody that is coming from a first world country with such development. She would pull quite a number of pages from their book in terms of how, you know, they are empowering, you know, their women and ensuring that you've got female, you know, or rather ladies running for the presidency every now and again in America, which we have not seen, you know, for example, you know, taking place in Africa. So, I mean, I think that he is very regrettable in my view.
Thank you so much, Dr. Suanda. And Dr. Mavaza, please do stay on the line. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back after this.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms. And now it's time to discuss about the meeting between President Emmerson Mnangagwa and International Organization for Migration Director General Antonio Vitorino over the weekend in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where they discussed ways of working together in assisting Zimbabwean returnees from South Africa. The two were attending the 36th and ordinary session of the African Union Summit. This after the announcement by the South African government that it will not renew Zimbabwe exemption permits after they expire at the end of June this year. Almost 180,000 Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa will be affected. President Mnangagwa yesterday called on Zimbabweans in South Africa to, quote, come home, of court. Let's hear what he said.
I urge you, the youth, to raise yourselves for the emerging economic prospects in our country and the second republic. All these projects in the province and across the country, coupled with the overall growth of the economy, means that there will be no need for our young people to go abroad in the search for employment. Meanwhile, I would like to highlight that my government is ready to receive our citizens from South Africa who wish to come home. Come home, the country is growing. Come home. Today, we are ready to see men risking their lives coming back home and setting up their businesses. Come home, ekhaya, umusha, bakana, mugile. We are ready to receive all our citizens wherever they are.
Yes, Baba.
Young people are also aimed to exploit opportunities in the agriculture, mining, tourism, and manufacturing value chains, as well as in the renewable energy sector. You must not be spectators. Think outside the box. Innovate, invent, collaborate, and partner each other. Our national development philosophy, it is the Rakiwa, the Huswa, the Wanila, the Maru, the Kainomako, Ipo, Tomba, Lemonerai.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking at the Youth Day commemoration in Lupane yesterday. And we are now joined by Ms. Pearl Matibe. Ms. Matibe, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we discussed about the First Lady's visit to Africa, specifically Namibia and Kenya. What's your take on this? How important is this visit?
Yes. So what the senior White House administration officials were saying yesterday morning is that this visit is important to them because it comes after they had made promises to the African leaders here in Washington when they came to attend the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit. And it also follows senior administration officials who have already been to Africa. Recall that the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, had just been to Africa, as has the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. And also last year, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, did visit Africa at least twice and was, in fact, in South Africa where he launched President Biden's strategy for sub-Saharan Africa. So this visit is important because President Biden promised African leaders that not only will he send senior high-ranking officials, but that he himself will be coming to Africa this year.
Mm-hmm. And briefly, what's very important about the issues that she's going to discuss about the women empowerment and children?
Well, women and empowerment, and children are part of that. But what I do know that the White House yesterday morning were trying to emphasize and to stress is that President Biden is trying to show that the United States is all in, quote, all in on Africa. However, this visit is also somewhat of a contrast. If you see how China had sent its high-ranking officials who met with President Cyril Ramaphosa over the last week, week to 10 days, and Russia had also sent its foreign minister Lavrov several times to the continent. So the approach that China and Russia have been having in terms of their visits, the visit that or the strategy, shall I say, that the United States is utilizing is slightly different now. I just want to mention, this is not Dr. Jill Biden's first visit to Africa. She has been to Africa several times, at least seven times. It is going to be possibly her second visit to Namibia, but her first visit as First Lady of the United States. So it's not unique that she's coming to Africa. It's just that this is her first time in this position that she's holding. It's also not unique that First Ladies of the United States has visited Africa. We know, for example, former President George Bush, his wife Laura Bush, also visited Africa, went to Liberia and several other countries. But First Lady who visited Africa was former President Nixon's wife, Pat Nixon, in 1979. In January. So there have been first ladies who have made visits before. As you know, even when President Trump, when former President Trump was president, his wife Melania Trump visited.
Thank you, Ms.
Matibe. There are differences, similarities, and some uniqueness in her visit. But these two countries, Kenya and Namibia, were specifically selected as a particular strategy here. Now, in Kenya, she intends to talk on food security, more of that focus. In Namibia, she's going to be focusing on participating in democracies. You know that Namibia has a key role in SADC. It sits on the peace and security element of SADC. And Zimbabwe has upcoming elections in 2023, and the White House did mention the upcoming 2023 elections in Zimbabwe as tied into Dr. Joe Biden's leaning into issues.
Thank you,
of
Ms.
Matibe. And participation, so, political participation.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I'm cutting you short. Thank you so much. That was our political analyst, Ms. Pil Matibe, based here in Washington, D.C. And then I go back to Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, time is running out. What do you make of the meeting between President Mnangagwa and IOM Director General over the weekend discussing about the returnees from South Africa?
Well, look, I think it's always a good idea, you know, and I've always welcomed that discussion between the IOM and the president about, you know, Zimbabweans, you know, returning back home. But one obviously, you know, cannot lose sight of, you know, the commitment that the Zimbabwean government is practically making, you know, in these returnees, that exactly what are they putting, you know, on the table in terms of, you know, those people that are returning. How is the government of Zimbabwe, you know, offering assistance, you know, to the returnees? Because what one would expect is that these people are people that are coming back home, and the role that should be played by the government of Zimbabwe is obviously that primary role, so that IOM can only be playing a supportive role. But in this particular instance, it does appear that, you know, Zimbabwe as a government is playing a very ancillary role, you know, in this kind of a system.
Thank you.
You know, the primary role and providing years.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Dr. Mavaza, your take on the IOM and President Mnangagwa meeting.
Yeah, as usual, Zimbabwe is open to its citizens who are coming back home. There's always been a call by the president and by the ruling party to say, if you come back home, come out with a project proposal, we'll help you to adjust from what you used to be and to what you'll be getting back home. Because home is always home, and home is best. We do appreciate that South Africa will be sending back home over 200,000 people by June this year, which is quite a large number if they're coming at once. Mm-hmm. But even if they're coming...
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Thank you so much. I know we needed more time to discuss this, but as you know, we are still working on how to get extra time on this. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the listeners and viewers back home. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington saying good night.